Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 29th day of November 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Let me just run through some of the news that is coming up today. 30% of Florida's immigrants are illegal, report says, out of the Winston-Salem Journal. Here's another report out of the Austin American Statesman. Half of immigrants in Texas are there illegally, study finds. It's a national study, state by state. State has one of the fastest growing illegal alien populations. Study finds U.S. immigration at record level. That's another angle on this from the Boston Globe. So three different angles from the same study. Now, you hear the politicians saying they fixed the immigration problem and lots of puff pieces. I mean, every time I'm scanning television or looking at YouTube clips of CNN or Fox, it's poor, crying immigrants. Everyone's being mean to them. They can't be with their families. They're all leaving. It is another giant lying hoax by the controlled New World Order corporate press. So we'll be going over that for you today. Also, in economic news, housing prices fall at the fastest rate in 12 years. The dollar went to 150 against the euro last week and now has shot back up the charts, gaining back 0.7%. And they're hyping that the dollar is very bullish now. It's only 149 against the euro. And that's how they're trying to spin this. But I hope it stops there. It's devastating if it stops here, even worse if it continues to sink. But talk about putting perfume on a pig. Dollar rises as U.S. rate cut talk cheers sentiment. And then some of the PrisonPlanet.com, Truth News, Infowars.net exclusives. Naomi Wolf, America's fascist coup, owes legacy to Bush's Nazi grandfather. Author of 10 Steps speaks publicly for the first time about origins of modern-day tyranny and the ongoing attempt to take over the United States. They're trying to... In fact, I would have a stronger headline. Paul did a great job, but people accuse us of being overdone, overkill. No. She said that from all the evidence that they're trying to set up the dictatorship and want to arrest all the dissidents and literally take over. And that's what all the evidence shows. Anybody who actually looks at it from any point in the political spectrum and is fair in their analysis comes to that conclusion. So it's not just author of 10 Steps speaks publicly for the first time about origins of modern-day tyranny. She speaks about how they're trying to set it up here again. But good job, Paul, in that article. Another great story from Steve Watson at Infowars.net. World elects Ron Paul. Vast majority in worldwide online polls say they would elect Ron Paul as the next president of the United States. And a big story, very important article, the most hard-hitting I've seen yet. Paul spent days on this, recollating all the research we'd done and many others had done, and all the globalist admissions. Well, it's a fraction of them, but it's dozens. Media hoax attempts to hide advance of North American Union. Establishment engages in mass public deception in desperate effort to hoodwink Americans into believing march towards global government is a conspiracy theory. Now, I know that our general audience is more informed on many subjects than even I am, but your neighbors, your friends, your pastor, your boss, your employees aren't. You need to email them this article. It's in the News and Focus section on the right-hand side of PrisonPlanet.com. Media hoax attempts to hide advance North American Union. We're going to go over that as well today. A bunch of other key Ron Paul news. So the economy, illegal immigration, the third world invasion, dictatorship, Nazi roots. It's all coming up today right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are jonesreport.com, truthnews.us.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Pat Buchanan defended Ron Paul on Glenn Beck. We're thankful for that. Got a clip of that coming up later. Also, We Are Change confronted Hillary Clinton again. That's coming up as well today. We're going to have wide open phones in the second half of this hour and in the second and third hour today on any subject, the economy, the ongoing war, the expanded wars they want, anything you'd like to discuss. The debate last night on YouTube sponsored with CNN, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And coming up in a little while, I'm going to get into this immigration report, this big study on how it's at all-time record levels as the establishment pulls out all the stops trying to break down the sovereignty of the United States. But before I do that, I want to get into two key reports, both from PrisonPlanet.com and both from the great work of Paul Watson. Naomi Wolf, America's fascist coup owes legacy to Bush's Nazi grandfather. Now, I realize that our audience knows this. We've been talking about it for more than a decade. I made a film about it 3 years ago. We've had a lot of guests on the subject, and you already know about this. Naomi Wolf has won a bunch of top awards. Every book she writes is an international super bestseller. She is loved by the left and progressives, and we're seeing more and more mainline people that have extreme gravitas with the traditional left coming out and being honest, and you heard her yesterday, she said both parties are involved in this, and that we are in a crisis level. They are clearly and openly stating that they want to set up open dictatorship, bans on free speech, mass arrest, FEMA camps, all of it. Everything I've warned you about, because I had federal documents and legislation and congressional hearings and congressmen and women on who'd witnessed it and been to the urban warfare drills. I mean, it wasn't hard in 99 to go to Urban Warrior and get footage from Hebron, Maryland in 98 and Swansboro, North Carolina and everywhere else in Belton, Texas, with troops training to take our guns and put Americans in camps. I mean, they were saying it on video. And I'm that wild crazy, you know, who warned people. I mean, what do you expect me to do when I learned about all this in the mid-1990s? Just sit there on my thumbs? Not going to do it. And frankly, it's dangerous for me, folks. I'm a bigwig on this. I'm way out front. I'm doing this because they have to be met. They have to be faced. They have to be dealt with. Because if they win, it's bad for everybody, including me. So you're a small fry, folks. You have much greater danger if they come into power than if you stand up and resist them. And the good news is they had a lot of momentum, but they're now starting. First we stopped them, and now they're starting to slide backwards. Naomi Wolf, America's fascist coup owes legacy to Bush's Nazi grandfather. Author of 10 Steps speaks publicly for the first time about origins of modern-day tyranny. Now, let's be clear. His father was doing it pragmatically to make a lot of money, tens of millions of dollars, and that was an equivalent of hundreds of millions today. And as people say, well, what, are they Nazis? You know, does this have anything to do with Nazis today? No. It's the political system of control and even the very same nomenclature and statements and blueprint they're using. Okay? And it's not just Nazi tactics. I mean, they hired the former head of the Stasi, and Marcus Wolf, and brought him over 4 years ago. And they hired the former head of the KGB, Primakov. I mean, they did all this. So they're borrowing from every tyranny ever known and trying to create this witch's brew. And they're just throwing the kitchen sink at us. They're throwing everything at us. They're going for broke right now. All right? But it is just absolutely bizarro world. The fact that he was the head Nazi agent in the U.S., tried to overthrow the U.S. before, and then now his grandson is doing it. Again, stranger than fiction. Truth is way weirder than fiction. Author of 10 Steps speaks publicly for the first time about the origins of modern-day tyranny. This story needs to go out everywhere, and it needs to go out everywhere now. Author Naomi Wolf, who made headlines earlier this year after she identified the 10 steps of fascism that were being followed to a T by the Bush administration, spoke publicly for the first time yesterday about the origins of what we see unfold today, Prescott Bush's attempt to launch a Nazi coup in the 1930s America. Speaking on the Alex Jones Show, Wolf said that she was first alerted to begin researching America's slide into fascism when her friend, the daughter of a Holocaust survivor, warned her that the same events that laid the foundations for the rise of the Third Reich in the 1930s, Germany, when it was still a parliamentary democracy, were being mirrored in a modern-day America. A small group of people began very systematically to use the law and dismantle the Constitution and put pressure on citizens to subvert law, and that opened the door for everything that followed, said Wolf. When I started reading, not only are tactics and strategy being reproduced exactly right now by the Bush administration, but actual sound bites and language and images and scenarios are being reproduced, she said. And they are, to the word, but in English. Wolf's essay, Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps, has received plaudits, praise for how it succinctly describes the ways in which dictatorships the world over throughout the 20th century have evolved by following the exact same blueprint for tyranny that we see unfolding in America today. And this transcends all of the mainline chicken neck liberals and all the fake little conservatives. This isn't like cheering for Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers this weekend. This isn't like Pepsi versus Coke, Ford and Chevrolet. This isn't your brand name. This is serious. This is real. This is happening. His grandfather was the head Nazi in the U.S. They did try to overthrow the U.S. This has to be addressed. I mean, the Free Republic groups and the neocons on Dig and the people at Daily Kos, the liberals, all of you, and Air America, all of you. It's time to stop mincing words. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to lay down our differences and be honest. Especially neocon followers out there. I know you just don't believe anything I say. But if you'll just look into it, you'll find out it's in the Congressional Record. You'll find out it's at the National Archives, the Library of Congress. You'll find out this was in the New York Times and other papers back in the 40s and early 50s. This is real. This is real. This is happening. I'm sorry it's happening. And don't you foolish Republicans who think Bush is doing all this to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, don't you understand that if you just see it in the left-right paradigm, it's still bad? Hillary is a-coming. Giuliani's a-coming. Either one of these people want big-time police state, the cameras in schools, the gun control, all of it. I mean, do you really want this? It isn't a joke or a game when little neocons get up on TV and radio and their minions get up and say, arrest Alex Jones, arrest all these libertarians, arrest Ron Paul supporters, arrest Alex Jones for treason, Alex Jones is dangerous. They're doing this because I'm a threat to them and because you, the listeners, are a threat to them. They're doing this because they mean business. Everyone that wants to close down a democracy does the exact same 10 things. The same classic steps, unfortunately, we're starting to see these 10 steps being put into place in the United States, said Wolf. Wolf's essay, The Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps, has received plaudits for how it succinctly describes the ways in which dictatorships the world over throughout the 20th century have evolved by following the exact same blueprint for tyranny that we see unfolding in America today. Everyone needs to realize this. For the first time, publicly, Wolf trace the origins of contemporary developments back to President Bush's Nazi grandfather, Prescott Bush, and his plan to launch a fascist coup in the 1930s. There was a scheme in the 1930s, and Prescott Bush was one of the leaders of the scheme as an industrialist who admired fascism and thought that it was a good idea to have a coup in the United States along the lines of a coup they saw taking place in Italy and Germany, said Wolf, referring to the testimony of Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler, who was approached by a wealthy and secretive group of industrialists and bankers, including Prescott Bush, the current president's grandfather, who asked him to command a 500,000-strong rogue army of veterans, now it's the mercenaries, that would help stage a coup to topple them, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. A recent BBC radio report confirmed that there was an attempted coup led by Prescott Bush. Smedley Butler had been involved with violent regime change throughout his career, but he was approached by these conspirators, including Prescott Bush, and he outed them, and he testified to Congress that they were planning a coup in the United States. It's in the Congressional Record, said Wolf, adding that the coup was being bankrolled by German industrialists and one of Hitler's chief financiers, Fritz Thyssen. And I think we need to add to this all the BBC reports and things that after we reported on London Guardian that covered it. What is amazing to me and resonant to me is that when the Nuremberg trials were finally put in place, these Nazi industrialists, some of whom had colluded with Americans, including IBM, were about to be brought to trial and sent to prison. There was a moment at which they were going to look into turning the spotlight onto the American partners, said Wolf. And then it ended. The author added that such laws, as the Military Commissions Act of 2006, were consciously designed to protect current President Bush and his co-conspirators from being indicted for war crimes, hearkening back to Prescott Bush's history. The family history is that you can make so much money uniting corporate interest with fascist state that violently represses people. That's what we saw, the recycling of so much Nazi language, Nazi tactics, Nazi strategies, Nazi imagery in the Bush White House. And finally, belatedly, people brought to me the story of Prescott Bush's attempted coup and Smedley Butler's revelations. It gives me absolute chills, said Wolf. There's more to the story. Read the rest of it at PrisonPlanet.com, top story. When we get back, media hoax, attempts to hide advance of North American Union, a key debunking of the media hoax, lying to the public. You've got to get this out to everybody now. This is the best piece I've seen. You've got to get it.
Ted Anderson from Midas, November 29, 2007. Gold, 890-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $825.08, $406.65 for half, $203.33 for quarter. That's $825.08, $406.65, $203.33. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Folks are born, silver spoon in their hand.
Tell them folks are born, make the way to fly.
Ooh,
the red, white, and blue.
The red,
yeah,
white, and blue.
And when the band plays, hell to the deep, Lord knows, they point the cannon at you. Stop that. Got the name. It ain't me, no. I ain't no senator.
FBI agents, to all the military men and women. I know that most of you are good people. I know that most of our police are good men and women. But I know the system and the changeover, the switch that's happening, is totally wicked, totally anti-American, anti-liberty, anti-freedom. And you've got some serious decisions to be making, too. I mean, it'd be one thing if you went along to get your paycheck and your pension with some boss hog corruption, with just bid rigging and stealing money out of the Pentagon and every federal agency and politicians doing that. That's bad enough, because it leads to what we're going into now. But what we're now going into is hardcore scientific dictatorship, hardcore scientific tyranny of the very worst type. And it's going to hurt you, too. They're setting this whole thing up, ladies and gentlemen, because they're going to take everything we've got, and they've said they're going to do it. This is going to be a hellish system we're entering into. And, I'm putting the call out to everybody who's disagreed with me or who has, spun what I say or what I put out. I've done the research, and I wish that what I was saying wasn't true. I wish every day that the analysis wasn't 100% crystal clear. Unfortunately, it is. And every other sociologist, psychologist, political scientist who has looked at this is totally freaking out. The good news is they're finally waking up. I mean, it's hard to believe that the head bagman, the chairman of the board for the main Nazi company in the U.S. that tried to overthrow America, that his grandson is in power and then would do the very same thing. You go, well, wait a minute, these aren't Nazis today. No, it's big foreign banks, the defense contractors, Israel, AIPAC. But it doesn't matter. All humans do the same thing. All elites do the same thing. This is the norm 99%+ of the time. Hundreds and hundreds of countries in history, thousands and thousands of governments, 99% of the time they're a tyranny. Now, a lot of the time they are not hardcore tyrannies, though they're very oppressive and abusive, but then you get the really virulent ones where there's tens of millions killed and total enslavement, and this is the crew that does that. This is the signature. This is the blueprint. This is the worst I've ever seen, and I am somewhat of a historian on police states and tyranny, studying it now for more than 20 years and on air for 13. Most people got into science fiction or got into reading Louis L'Amour books when they were 12, 13, 14, or reading the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, and sure, I read all that too, but I picked up history books. When I was about 13, I read The Mind of Adolf Hitler, Secret British Wartime Report, declassified in 1968. When I was 16, I read Machiavelli's The Prince, and I read his other book, I forget the name, when I was about 18. I read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scheer. I read Gibbon's Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. I've read Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. Folks, I've read hundreds of these now. Let me tell you, I know what I'm talking about. And if I was a wimp, if I was a cut-and-run coward, I would be on the fastest boat out of this country. Because you can carry all your stuff on a boat. I've even looked into it. I would be getting out of here so fast it'd make your head spin. But I decided to stay on board the ship in the battle, and I'm not evacuating. Let me tell you, though, the money is leaving so fast, they are, I've given the analogy of people evacuating on helicopters when Saigon fell in the mid-70s, and people were hanging off the helicopter skids. That's how fast they're getting out of here. That's how fast they're escaping. That's what all the different estate lawyers, because I've talked to several now since I first got word a few years ago on this. It is an exodus of wild tumult. The word is, and I'm not saying this is the case, but what the rich people are saying is America may not even be here. I don't know what that means. And then all the slack-jawed liberal and conservative little cornball groups you're in won't matter anymore, will they? All right, we'll come back into the NAU. Take your call. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
About a lucky man who made the grade. And though the news was rather sad, well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the house of law. I saw a film today, oh boy.
The British Army.
The English Army. Just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to.
The entire West is falling to classical tyranny. Open tyranny. Open declarations in England of dictatorial power by the Prime Minister and the agencies over the Parliament and the House of Lords. open declarations of supreme dictatorship by President Bush and declarations of executive branch total supremacy. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, Military Commissions Act, Presidential Decision Directive 51. I hope police and military listening to me aren't just out of hand saying this is a lie. I demand that you at least investigate the claims I'm making. If there was one chance out of 100 that I'm telling the truth, you should investigate it all feverishly this evening when you get home. Unfortunately, there is no chance I'm wrong. Unfortunately, the die is cast. Unfortunately, we're facing a hellish system, as if all the crimes of the government and the criminals that run it already aren't legion and horrible. We have not even begun to submerge into its black waters. Tristan, Ken, Joe, KCJ, from Montreal to Hawaii, your calls are coming up. But let me get into this key report on the North American Union. Before I do that, Loose Change Final Cut is a completely new film, original interviews, documentation, major stories concerning 9/11, broken one after the other. Dylan Avery has literally knocked it out of the park yet again. It is a completely new film. Just the graphics alone are better than what you see on Discovery Channel. Big bucks spent on it, and the DVD, perfect as a Christmas present. Now, it doesn't matter if you're not a Christian and don't celebrate Christmas. Use any excuse to give this as a gift. Get Loose Change Final Cut at InfoWars.com. Get the DVD. Or go watch it in super high quality at loosechangethefinalcut.com. There's links on prisonplanet.com, InfoWars.com to do that. And, of course, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement is now out. And it is 2 hours, 20 minutes with 40-plus minutes of extras. It is the history of the global elite, their master plan, how they're operating, their current operations, NAU, EU, Asian Union, African Union, and then why they want world government, what their aim is, and that's the public, official UN law, official policy of the U.S. government and the British government and the German government, forced population and Chinese government, forced population reduction of at least 80%, okay? Yes. This is real. This is not 28 days later. This is not Children of Men. This is not I Am Legend. This is real. And I've counted the cost. I don't know what I'd have done 13 years ago when I really woke up to all this and really got involved, if I'd have known just how evil they are. I mean, it has taken me over a decade of constant research to even begin to realize how wicked they are. How cunning, how genius they are. How burning with wicked mischief they are. They are burning. They are volcanic in their eruptions of death and destruction. I just want to warn you. And I just want you to get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement and give it to everybody in your family. And you're authorized to make copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can't Loose Change because I don't own the whole film. I'm just an executive producer. A backseat driver, as they say. But I want you to make copies of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement of the high-quality DVD for nonprofit educational purposes. You can watch it for free on Google Video, by the way. It's not very good quality like it is at PrisonPlanet.tv. It'd be nice if you supported us, but it doesn't matter. Buy the DVD for yourself, then email your whole email list with the free. By the way, that's a whole other story. See, with tyranny, you just get to where you accept it, even if you don't like it, because you're under it all the time. Google Video last year admittedly erased at least three times tens of millions of views of Terror Storm. They would just erase it, wouldn't say why, or they'd disable it. They did that with martial law when it went viral and had a couple hundred thousand views in one day and had gone supernova. That would mean it would get millions. It was in number one for a couple days on Google Video where everybody sees it. And they would erase it. Just last Wednesday, my uncle was in town, And I was saying, look at this. Look at how Endgame's had 1.3 million here, a million here, 500,000 here, 400,000 here, 300,000 there. All these different versions people had uploaded of Endgame to Google. And they went into every one of the high hit count ones, and they just erased them. They're just gone. Didn't say why. Normally they'll say why. They're just gone. And then they reset the other counters. And I'm so conditioned, I was so busy trying to write other articles and trying to give research to Paul and Steve and Ryan and Aaron and trying to confer with them on 100 other issues, Ron, Paul, everything else, that I didn't even tell him to get screenshots or do a story on it. Or I'm just conditioned, kind of like it used to be a big deal when they said they wanted to make us take microchips, and now they're doing it to Alzheimer's patients. Now some jails are pushing it. Now some police chiefs are trying to make their employees take it, and companies are making their employees take it, and the Mexican Attorney General's making them do it, and in Latin America they're making politicians take it and their assistants. And now I'm just kind of, yeah, I covered that 1,000 times, literally. Okay, I'm conditioned. I'm just acclimated. I hate it, but it's kind of like I live with it. See, now I just live with, oh, they're censoring, and next it'll be just erase the videos entirely, where I can't even give them to you for free. Kind of like, you know, first cameras on street corners, it's for traffic, and then the cameras are to spy on you, and then they're in the schools, and then they're in your house, and then they're everywhere. See, it's a process. And to see myself even being destroyed by it, and myself psychologically not even being, I consciously know what they're doing to me, but I still can't get control. And by get control, I mean I'm being acclimated. I'm becoming accepting. That's what the tasers are all about, the image of people being shot, the rubber bullets, the red blast out of the muzzle, the image of people in black uniforms shooting crowds. The government admits that's to get you ready for them actually shooting you and to get the cops trained to do it. Just like you first train an attack dog on dummies and then the real thing, giving them a taste of blood. So don't let Google and others censor this and MySpace and everybody else and Dig and Reddit and the rest of them. The viral ports where we were able to get the word out to people, they're blocking those off. That just means you get the DVD at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com. And it just means you buy a DVD burner, dual-layer disc, and it just means you make a copy every day and you give it to somebody every day. And a year will pass by in the twinkling of an eye before you can even, you know, look up. And you would have given out 300 plus. What if the millions of listeners did that? What if you did that? What would happen? And we've seen the power of viral grassroots marketing, InfoWar. What happens if you really turn your power loose? We will sweep these people aside so easily. And they know that, and they're scared. They're trying to accelerate their tyranny, and that's only making them that much more transparent. They have revealed themselves to us. The enemy has revealed themselves. They only reveal themselves when they're planning to move, and they are moving. And as bad as it is now, they are only beginning their acceleration. And to accelerate a great mass takes a lot of energy, time, and power. But once you get it moving, and once it starts moving, it begins accelerating at frightening speeds. Now is the time to get aggressive in the info war. All right, let me get to the story, then I promise I'll get to all your calls. Or how about I just take calls and I get into the NAU next hour? Let's just take calls now, and then I'll get into NAU next hour. All these new developments. Tristan in Montreal, Canada, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, God bless you and your team. Thank you for what you do, man.
We're trying our best.
Yeah, I was watching one of your documentaries called America Destroyed by Design here.
Yeah, hardly recognize me, 60 pounds lighter.
Everybody puts on a couple, right? Anyhow, as I was saying, I was watching the doc, and it's funny how the people, when you were there exposing the UN, the plates, the plaques there on the parks, they were actually laughing. There was a woman even came back to say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist or something to that extent.
She said, you're like Mel Gibson in that movie Conspiracy Theory that was out in theaters then, yeah.
it's unreal because you even point out so many documentaries you've done about these things, and they're in public view. Maybe not, maybe it's not the simplest
thing. Well, what about at the Grand Canyon? I walk in and I say, hey, the news said that this was out front, and they come out and they threaten to arrest me for asking about it politely.
Was I
not genteel and polite?
You're very common. It's very, very common. And some people, they come toward you, and it's like they're like, yeah, okay, we're going to have to get you out. Or they bring you in that room there where your cameraman's filming through. It's like as if you're a public threat. You're not armed. You don't have an intention on wounding anybody. You're just getting some questions.
See, that's the tyranny. They know they're doing bad.
But like you said, the way that it's down to each level, it's not everybody will, see it. They won't be able to view everything.
I walk in and I say, hi, I'd like to see the United Nations plaque, which designates it through Congress and through treaty. And by the way, Reagan pulled out of it, but they still did it, and then Bush signed back on. And it's like the Law of the Sea Treaty. And they run out and call me back and say, look, we'll have you arrested.
It's unreal, man. If people don't open their eyes and, at least ask a few questions or think critically, then you know what? I don't even know why they're living. If people cannot think critically or, ask questions or...
Well, take police officers out there listening right now. If you walk up to somebody and you politely ask them a question and they freak out and start yelling at you and acting suspicious, doesn't that, that's probable cause. I walk up and say, hi, may I please see the United Nations signs? And they totally freak out. I mean, again, I have the treaty, I have the legislation, I have it all, it's real.
But once again, thank you for what you do, and you're actually exposing them. There's no questions about that.
Well, people are starting to listen, because no matter what the media says, the economy's in the toilet, and people are starting to listen. Thanks for the call, Tristan. Ken in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Afternoon, God bless you. I hope you're feeling fine.
I am, sir.
Okay, may I give you a quote that I think has much wisdom? By the way, I'm 90 years old. Quote, the force that rules the world is culture, whether it be moral or immoral. End of quote. And my conclusion is, if a nation is moral, it will rise to the top like cream. If a nation is immoral, it will go down the tube.
And history, that is an absolute law of human development, of human sociology, and anthropology. It is an absolute law of human activity.
Another quote I have, an immoral nation cannot long exist. Bottom line, our main problem in the U.S. is not political. It is our immorality.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what's immoral. I mean, in business, when I'm in business with somebody, I do what I say. I do the best job I can. And it's literally in life, I've learned that more than half the people you work with will actively try to cheat you. See, that's immoral. Americans wouldn't do that 100 years ago, 200 years ago, because, it'd be high noon. And that's why we had so much good business and such an incredible society, was because, you could do things on a handshake.
Yes, and I say this. The biggest mistake the U.S. ever made is when it accepted a decision by the U.S. Supreme Court on Roe v. Wade, which legalized a U.S. citizen to kill another U.S. citizen before birth. And our nation has been on an accelerated moral decline ever since. And the result, the U.S. is on a slippery slope to oblivion.
I agree, sir. How long have you been listening?
Oh, I try to listen to you every day when I'm at home by the radio.
No, I mean, you say you're 90 years old. How long have you been tuning in?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I've been doing so many things that I can't keep up with them. I never thought I'd be this busy at 90 years old. I didn't even expect to get this
old. What is it like to see the grandson of the head Nazi agent being the president and bringing the country into tyranny?
Well, now, and also what you said there a little bit ago, the entire West is falling. Well put. And fortunately, we have you and others to clue us in with the truth. And they say a nation is a reflection of the people in it. And as individuals and as a nation, we need to say yes to God and no to the devil. And I have a three-letter word that is our problem and a three-letter word that's our solution. Can you guess what they are?
Tell me.
S-I-N is the problem. Your God is the solution.
I appreciate you, my friend, and I agree with you. And again, to all the liberals out there, they taught you that abortion was a precious right, a precious sacrament, that it was some goodie that someone wanted to take from you. Not to mention the health problems and the psychology and what it does to women. But once you accept that, then you accept the euthanasia of the old, the infirm, the sick, the blind, the deaf, those in wheelchairs, the mentally retarded. And then from there, it's genetic engineering and race laws and all of it. And we have killed 50 million children, wonderful children that would have had amazing lives. And every time I talk to one of these establishment eugenicist liberals, who call themselves a liberal, they'll say, who's going to keep all these brown babies? Are you going to adopt them? Nobody wants them. I've seen the numbers year in, year out, they come out. The Fed's own numbers on numbers of adoptions. There are more people, it's just a little bit above it, wanting to adopt than there are actual abortions. And I know Christian families and others that have three, four, you know, black children, some of them retarded, because they have loving souls like Mother Teresa and want to take care of them. And then I see Jesse Jackson come out and say whites shouldn't be able to adopt blacks and things like that. It's just absolute evil. It's absolute evil. If you don't want the baby, give it up for adoption.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
All right, let's try to move quicker through these great calls. Joe in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh.
Hi.
Can you hear me fine?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I was, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now. I belong to We Are Change, too, over there in New York.
Good job.
And, I tell you, someone who referred me to you actually was a guy I worked with, because I used to talk about all this stuff that you're talking about. And everybody thought I was nuts in the place. And the guy says, you know, there's another nut job, Alex Jones. And I started listening to you then, and I never stopped.
There's anyway. Another nut job. He actually reads yeah. legislation. He's crazy.
Yeah. I know, right? You know, when you know something they don't know, I says, well, you got to wake up, I used to tell everybody, you know? Anyway, I wanted to talk about the debate last night, how McGahn was trying to rewrite history about World War II.
Well, I actually have an audio clip of that.
I know, I saw that.
I'll tell you what, let's play that now, and then I want you to comment after. Go ahead and play. This is, and it clearly, we see the video, McCain's being booed, and when he speaks up again, he gets booed again. Trying to claim that Ron Paul is against the troops and the troops love the war, when the poll a year ago, 71% were against it. Here it is.
Congressman Paul, I've heard him now in many debates talking about bringing our troops home and about the war in Iraq and how it's failed. And I want to tell you that that kind of isolationism, sir, is what caused World War II. We allowed Hitler to come to power with that kind of attitude of isolationism and appeasement.
Okay.
And I want to tell you something, sir. I just finished having Thanksgiving with the troops, and their message to you is, the message of these brave men and women who are serving over there is, let us win. Let us win.
We will. Please. We will get to Iraq. All right. Let me just remind everyone that these people did take a lot of time to ask these questions, and so we do want direct questions to the answers. We will get to Iraq later, but I do have to allow Congressman Paul 30 seconds to respond.
Absolutely. The real question you have to ask is, why do I get the most money from active duty officers, military personnel? So what John is saying is just totally distorted. He doesn't even understand the difference between non-intervention and isolationism. I'm not an isolationist. I want to trade with people, talk with people, travel, but I don't want to send our troops overseas.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Back it up. By the way, I have my atomic clock here. Guess how long... When he actually went to Paul, he gave him 20 seconds. He says 30 seconds, and the other guys will give him 30. They'll go 2 minutes. And we've done analysis of other ones. He'll get 4.5 minutes out of a two-hour debate. He'll get 8 minutes out of a two-hour debate, and others are getting 15, 16, 20, in some cases, minutes. So it's all a rigged deck against Paul. And McCain pops back in, and they boo him, and the camera cuts to him turning red. I'm going to hold you over. Don't worry. Joe, I'm gonna go to you when we start the next hour, but I want to finish this point. I wrote some notes here. McCain hung out with the generals with this propaganda line we've been hearing for 4 years plus about let them win. The plan is to be there permanently, break the country up in three parts, and sow sectarian violence. And that's exactly what I was thinking watching this clip this morning before I saw Paul say it, was how come Paul's gotten more than 70% of the military donations, that's mainstream news, and more than 70% of the troops are against the war. It's total fraud. By the way, the people running this war are the ones that financed Hitler. Because that's what they always do. They're going to stage more wars and then say, oh, look, you isolationists did it, or you didn't let us have the Patriot Act, too. You let the terrorists hit us again. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals. chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.